that's loud. The Chris Moyle Show. Yes, yes. International Radio. Let's bring in Whoopi Goldberg, who's here. Look at this. Look, it's Whoopi Goldberg. Way!
Hooray.
Good morning.
I don't know if you're a morning person or not. I don't know whether my whooping is too much.
No, you can whoop it up. I got grandkids back.
Woo!
Hey, congratulations on your climb.
Oh, don't worry. It's just it was just a hill. That's fine.
No, actually, I've actually seen Kilimanjaro.
Right.
If it was a hill, I could have done it. I'm just saying, it's quite a feat.
Well, thank you very much.
How did you get there? I understand you don't like to fly either.
I don't, but I love sleeping tablets on an aeroplane. I never take them any other time. I'm not really a big pill taker. Right. I don't really take headache tablets or anything, but when I get on a plane, two sleeping tablets, a little bit of water, I'm fine.
And you're out.
But it's all prescribed. I don't want people listening at home feeling they can pop a pill on a 25-minute flight anyway. Mm. It's not advisable.
No. Well, no, not if they want to do stuff once they land.
And then the first night of my holiday, when I go on vacation, as you Americans say it, it's holiday.
Well, I recognized it as such.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I've been around a couple of times.
You're very bilingual around the world.
I am.
But I never remember the first night of my holiday.
Right.
If I've taken two sleeping tablets on the plane, that's true.
So anything could happen. You could have gone dancing in Macy's window and you wouldn't know it.
I think I did that last time I was in New York.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good, you know.
When did you get in?
Yesterday, I think.
And did you flew in?
Yes,
I did. How was the flight?
It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be a lifestyle, but it you know, I haven't done it in so long that it was a little... It wasn't as bad as it's been.
Where did you fly from?
From New York.
From New York. Yeah. So it's what, 7 hours, six and a half hours?
Yeah. The mere fact that it's any hours at all.
See, right.
It used to be the Concorde was 3 hours.
Right.
You know, and you get there and you look good.
Sure.
But 5, 6, 7 hours, it's not, you know, you have time to panic.
So what do you do? So you don't like flying. What is it, everything about it you don't like?
I've had some visually bad experiences.
Right.
And then some physically bad experiences. So I figured that was the big spirit saying to me, look, you love a good ship.
Right.
You know, you love a great ship. You could get your trunks. You could go buy Louis Vuitton trunks. You could
nice.
Be a big old movie star if you want to be.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do that. And so when I would go to Europe, I'd get on the ship. And it's, you know, you get there and it's the right time. You're not too tired. It's everybody's cool. On a plane, you get off the plane, they want you to work immediately.
Well, this is
let's go here and here and here and here, and you got to do this. And oh, bathroom? No. You've got stuff to do.
You've got to stand in a line.
Yeah.
But listen, because you've seen bad things and wobbled bad things and stuff like that, then that's it. You've experienced it. It's gone now. So now your future is smooth, turbulent-free air travel.
Well, I know that that's what everyone would like me to believe.
I know.
And I will buy into it for the purposes of this trip and this trip only.
Okay. I'm going to stop talking about it now because I know... there's really, what I've done, in hindsight, is... I've taken probably one of your biggest fears and then spoken about it for the last 8 minutes.
That's all right. I do a morning show in New York, and they did it endlessly.
Right.
They spoke, I had to talk about it, and they had to, like, a turbulence. They built a plane on the set. I mean, it's a...
Have you ever been hypnotized about it?
I've been hypnotized. I've eaten all kinds of things that people have given me to try to...
Okay.
Make it stop. I've had lots of interesting things to drink. I've tried everything pretty much. And you know, you make a decision in your life. You make a decision.
You should buy your own plane.
You know what? With all that goes on in the world, I'd rather buy art.
Well, okay, fair enough.
I'd rather buy art.
You could buy a plane and then paint it in nice colors, and then you'd have an art plane.
Yeah, but that's not the same,
well,
baby. Because then you have to take people to the airport see it.
Mm.
You want people to come to your house, give them a little wine, sit down, say, oh, look at my pizza.
Park the plane in your back garden.
Like Travolta does.
Yeah.
Did you say in the back garden?
In the back garden.
Baby, I live in New York City.
Oh, that's true.
There was no back garden.
Very good point. You have no garden.
No garden.
So do you still do The View?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Wow.
Live.
Because we have, over here, there's a very similar show, which is called Loose Women. That's right.
Yes, I'm going to be visiting with those.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Best of luck.
Mm, you'll enjoy it, I think.
Yes?
Yeah, no, it's good.
You like it?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that it's on in our house because my wife watches it religiously.
Ah.
So it's one of those things that is not so much forced upon me, but is...
But forced
is,
upon me.
They want me to go on The Loose Women.
And why wouldn't you?
Because I have a penis. I'm a man. I have no business on that show.
That's not so. Well, see, I can't say that because I haven't seen it. You could be on our show with no problem.
Right.
You know, but I don't know if...
But you know what I'd find what would be very weird? Let's say I went on The View.
Right.
And there's four of you on the show.
Five of us.
Five. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. So I would come on and I go, hi, and you would go, how are you? And I'd say, I'm fine. When did you get in? I got in yesterday. Then someone else would go, how long are you here for? I'm here for a week. Then somebody else says something. I'm like, who the hell is interviewing me? I feel like I'm being interrogated. It's like being in jail again.
Well, but you see, if you look at it as five women, potential... Right. Friends for you.
Well,
I'm just saying, you know, there's a way to look at things. Like there are three men in this room, each of appropriate age.
Well, it's just us two and Alan.
That doesn't. And then Rachel.
That's not nice.
They're being cruel to me. We don't listen to
that. But Alan, would you agree or disagree?
Half true, I suppose. I'm not the butchest of people.
Well. I'm not the femmiest of people, so we're fine. You see, it all works. You have to make it work. And a gorgeous girl, you know.
Yeah.
So everything is possible.
I'll tell you what, I'll do The View.
All right.
I'll do The View.
All right.
I'll even fly out.
You're just
there.
Trying to swing a trip to New York.
Absolutely,
now.
Damn right. If they can get me on. Just on a quiet day, I don't mind. I'll fly out and wait until there's a quiet day or someone drops out.
We
and
can
then
do
I'll...
the show out there.
Yeah, we can broadcast from New York, sure.
You should.
Yeah.
All right.
We do broadcast to New York.
So I'll just sit in my hotel room, and when, you know, you ring me one morning and go, somebody hasn't turned up.
Steve Gutenberg can't make it. Will you come in?
Get in here now.
Did you actually say Steve Gutenberg?
Yeah.
Oh, my star.
He's been on this show. Sat in your very chair.
Yeah, we have all the Hollywood stars.
Well, good.
You, Steve Gutenberg.
Well, it's, you know, people rarely talk about Steve. I like him. I've known him a long time. So it's just nice to hear somebody call his name.
He's a nice man.
And he's
a
sweetie.
We're big fans of his Police Academy.
Yeah. I bet.
Legacy.
I bet.
When Mr. Gutenberg pulls out, you ring me, I'll be down there like a shot from the hotel.
Will. And why were you talking about Mr. T? Who knocked Mr. T?
Exactly. Who knocks Mr. T out?
Who knocked Mr. T out?
I know. Mr. T's a bit of a hero of mine.
You like Mr. T?
Yeah, I've never met the man, but I'm sure he's
oh,
lovely.
But you should go over to Los Angeles.
Right.
And interview Mr. T. He will make you laugh.
Can we kind of meet halfway in New York?
I don't know if Mr. T would come to New York.
Well, he ain't going to get on no aeroplane, fool.
Yeah, but that's just his character. I think he probably does. In the advert for the chocolate bar, he's flying a helicopter.
Well,
he got over his fear of flying very quickly.
Well, yeah, granted. But that's also to do with his friend Mr. Payne, who encourages him to do stuff
right,
like
okay.
that.
I said.
See, here in the UK, we've only just got the A-Team.
It's a brand new
show. We're on season one.
You notice I have said nothing to burst the bubble.
Right, I know.
I have not said anything.
And he looks so young and so fresh. Does B.A. Baracus. I'm very excited. We also had a new movie, which is opening this Friday, called Rocky. It's about a boxer, apparently.
Mm. Oh, because we have a movie called Rocky, which is about a flying squirrel.
Right.
And we haven't got that yet.
You haven't gotten that yet.
No, we haven't got that.
Okay. With Bullwinkle?
No
Bullwinkle.
I'm aware of the Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's the cartoon.
Yeah.
And then they made a movie.
Did they?
Yeah.
Where was I?
Seriously, you don't know about that?
I totally
De Niro's in it.
My goodness.
I know, it sounds like I'm insane, but it's true. There's a Rocky and Bullwinkle movie with De Niro.
Is he playing Rocky?
He plays like he plays a baddie. Please don't look at me as if I'm insane. This is true, right?
Are you sure you haven't dreamt this?
No, this is true. There's a Rocky and Bullwinkle movie with Robert De Niro playing like a Dr. Evil baddie. Oh, no, now
who plays Bullwinkle?
Have you given me sleeping tablets?
No.
Rocky and Bullwinkle play Rocky and Bullwinkle.
It's true. Okay. I'm in it.
I see.
I play a judge.
You see?
Yes, it is true.
They never made a follow-up to that movie.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah. No. Well.
No, it's not.
It's nice. It's like when Will Smith comes on the show. We always remind him about Wild Wild West. Mm. There's never been a Wild Wild West 2.
And there should never be. There actually should not have been a Wild Wild West 1.
I think even okay. he agrees.
Yeah, he yeah. would agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Well, look, we've got so much to talk to you about, and we're going to talk about the sister act of the musical and
all this, or the stage version or whatever the official word is.
Yeah. It's very exciting. So. Relax.
All right.
I'm going to play some loud music for the children.
Great.
And then we'll be back to talk.
All right.
All right. Whoopi Goldberg is here. It's 20 past 8. I know this is one of Whoopi's favourite tracks. She asked if we could play this. It was just for you, Whoopi. I know you love that.
I do love that.
Fed LeGrand. Let me think about it record. Mm-hmm. I know. She comes in singing it. I'm like, all right, we'll play it. Just
That's
relax.
Right. That's right.
Bug me. So we've got this, we have some, at the Oscars.
Yes.
We sent one of our reporters over to America.
Right, right.
To do the interviews and the red carpet things. And she was doing a live piece into one of the shows, the program that's on before this one. As you were walking into or out of one of the parties, I think.
Oh, okay.
And she eventually shouted your name a few times.
Right.
You know how these things work. And you came over and you did a little interview.
Oh, good.
However, she was very persistent to get you here.
Right.
And we've been using those clips every day since.
Okay.
Because she's a very polite, charming young journalist.
Right.
But, of course, as you know, at these events, you have to scream like a banshee to get heard.
Right.
Which is why she sounded like this.
Whoopee! Whoopee! BBC! Whoopee!
I recognize her voice. I think I was with my daughter.
But what's lovely about it is I don't know what the deal is, but I can imagine in my head, you're walking kind of towards her or maybe kind of away, and she thinks she might get you, and then there's a little bit of doubt in her voice as it goes on, and then she kind of feels maybe she's lost it.
Whoopee!
You never know.
Whoopee!
Maybe not.
Whoopee!
Oh, for God's sake.
Whoopee!
Whoopee! And then I think it was weirdly, you obviously heard her and went, I can't ignore this girl, I feel bad now. Now that I've heard the...
Whoopee!
Which is only missing a slam of the foot on the floor.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then you did, and you came on and you did a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, aren't you nice?
Well, you know, that's a tough gig. You know, those reporters out there and the guys and gals that take those pictures. You know, because, I don't know, who am I to walk away from somebody who's doing their job?
Well.
You know?
But it's all that I watched some of the... some of the Oscar red carpet stuff, and before that, would it be the Golden Globes before the Oscars? Is that right?
Probably.
I don't know.
I don't pay attention.
And I just watch, and I'm flicking between E and one of the other channels, the Sky Channel here, and I'm flicking because obviously the two reporters stood next to each other,
right?
And I'm just seeing, and everybody just gets asked the same questions, and there just seems to be hundreds of journalists that would drive me insane.
They're everywhere, but. You know, look, part of the game, if you're going to go to the Oscars, you got to talk to the people that are there.
Right.
Because nobody's too hip to be in that room.
When you host, are you allowed to kind of go in via the back door, or do you still have
absolutely,
to do
it?
Right.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to arrive.
I don't have to do any of that.
I hosted a show once a couple of years ago. So I get there in the morning and we rehearse and then we have lunch and then we do another rehearse and then that kind of thing. Then we have a dress rehearsal where you get dressed up. And then they said, what time do you want to go out? And I said, what do you mean, what time? What time do you want to go out? Out the back door, we'll put you in a car, and then you pull up at the front and you do the red carpet. And I'm like, I'm here. I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning. Why would I be only turning up after the people on the... Why, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But they, you know...
But surely any of the big hitters, if they chose to, could actually arrive through a side door, but of course they want to do the carpet, don't they?
Actually, no. With the Oscars, no, you have to go.
You have to.
You have to. There's no slide in it. Because that would mean like you were special.
Mm.
And really, you know, you're just part of the pack.
See, we've seen people at award ceremonies here where they've got out of their car and then they should have walked up the carpet, but then they've waited for a couple of minutes because somebody is already being
photographed.
Somebody more famous is being photographed. They know they're not going to get in that picture,
right.
So they have to wait until they get their turn.
They wait until there's like a lull.
It takes too long.
Mm.
They wait until
get out of the car and get in your seat.
They wait until they see Steve Guttenberg come in, then go, now I'll go.
Now
go.
Just before Steve gets out, I'm going. How many times did you host the Oscars? Three times?
Probably three or four, yeah.
Wow. That's a great gig.
It is.
I would imagine it's a tough gig, though.
What? It is if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you go in thinking, ooh, this is the Whoopi show, then you're going to have a hard time.
Right.
Because really, the people at the Oscars have about a 4-minute attention span.
Okay.
You know, in the beginning. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm sitting in the Kodak Theater. Oh, I look really good. Oh, she doesn't look as good as I do. And oh my God. So everybody is up for those 4 minutes.
Right.
That 5th minute. You better be telling me who won that first award. You better let me know on minute 5 if I won. That's what it's about. And as long as you know that, then you'll be fine. But if you think you're going in to do, you know, your own thing,
right?
It's not going to work for you because they don't care.
Here's a personal question.
All right.
Which you may or may not want to answer. Do you get paid for doing the Oscars?
No. I mean, they give you a
really? You don't?
A scale. You get scale, yeah, because you're not allowed to work for free in any of the industries.
Right, okay.
So you have to get scale, yeah.
Sorry, what scale?
Scale is like not a lot.
Okay,
so kind
so
of like a minimum.
A basic minimum payment, yeah. Just so they've given you something.
Yeah, so they've given you something.
I ain't doing it.
Oh, you would?
No, if they ask.
Oh, yes, Chris,
I ain't doing it.
I didn't think they'd asked you yet.
Well, they haven't asked me yet, because...
Well, you don't know, BAFTA could be knocking on the door.
More chance of the Oscars, I think.
How rude. No, I won't say that.
That is so cruel.
Yeah, he is. He's very horrible.
Get him.
He hurts me when the records are on.
Does he?
Yeah. Mm. It's a horrible man, Dave.
I'm sorry.
You know, we're talking so much. How long have you got? How long have you here for? Like this morning?
I have no
Three
idea.
Or 4 hours?
There are adults out there who know these things.
Because I want to make sure that we talk about the...
Sister Act.
Sister Act, the musical.
Yes.
Now, what? Why are you laughing?
I just think you're cute as a button.
I am, you're right. We saw a great video of you on The View, on your TV show The View, from about January, I think. And it was when you were first telling everybody about this Sister Act, the musical.
Right,
you were
right,
very
right.
excited.
Right.
And you said, so we're doing this musical and it's going to be brilliant... And obviously, I've found somebody to play the lead because I'm like 1,000 years old. I can't do that anymore. Right. So I found somebody else to do that. So they're going to do that. But it will still be brilliant. And all the songs, all the Motown songs, we're not doing them. We're going to do other songs. But it's going to be brilliant. And here is a picture. And it's not a picture of the girl. It's like a cartoon face because everybody thinks it'll be me. But it's not me. But it'll be brilliant. And we're opening in London. And I'm thinking, if you're watching that show in New York, you'll be like, you're so confident, you're flying all the way to London to launch the show.
Yes.
But it is going to launch, and it's a good lineup.
Well, it should be really fun. You know, I mean, look... If I were, you know, not in my 50s, I probably would
you're not
do this.
Your 50s.
I am in my 50s. Yeah, baby.
I would have said you're 33, 34.
Well, yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
But nobody would have believed you. No.
I like
but 36. If I wasn't in my 50s and I could sing.
But you can sing.
Yeah, but I can't sing like this girl can sing.
But
they've really made this. Excuse me. Was that me?
That's you.
We're collecting money here.
I thought my stomach had lit up. Oh, my goodness.
Come on now.
You know,
1 second.
Oh,
there you
see?
Go.
That was me. But, you know, this is, you know, Motown is doing their own review now, so they will not let any music from anything
them
that
pigs.
They've done in the last 20 years
How
ago.
Rude.
So we couldn't do that, and so they got Alan Menken, who's written a lot of songs.
Right.
A lot of great Broadway songs in particular. So he's written the music.
Right.
And you want to say to people, listen, I know that you would love to see the Sister Act you know and love,
right.
but it's not going to happen. A, I got another job.
Right.
And B, I'm not capable of doing this. So.
Right.
You know, the folks that are launching it and put it together, you know, they started here. And Yop, who is my boss, he does all the musicals around the world. So
right.
That's why we're launching here. But I was really happy that he even asked me to be involved. And as it turns out, you know, they had Color Purple, the musical. Mm. Sister Act, the musical. Now there's going to be Ghost, the musical.
Oh, really?
I swear to God. Oh, can I say that? Can I swear to God?
Yeah, you can swear to God.
Okay, swear to God.
As long as you don't swear at God, that's fine.
No, God swears at me.
That's right. Wow, I didn't know they were doing a musical version of Ghost.
Mr. Stewart from the Eurythmics.
Dave Stewart
is doing the music, yeah. Mm. So I just sort of, I'm feeling like, you know, oh, that's right, I was Whoopi Goldberg.
They could do a musical version of The View.
They could.
And here would be The Loose Women.
Mm. That's right. How about The Loose View?
The Loose View.
So then you could do a combination of The View and Loose Women.
Yeah.
Or...
which would be just way too many women all talking at the same time.
They round it up with Whoopi the Musical, and then they can collaborate all the music from all the musicals.
There you go. That's
right. That would be the simpler thing. To
Whoopi, the actual real true story of Whoopi Goldberg. That's tonight, right. Whoopi will be played by somebody else.
That's right. Darlene Colucci.
Oh, I love her. I love the Darlene. So it opens on June the 2nd at the London Palladium.
Yes.
Which is a magnificent theatre. Very famous.
Love it.
And Sheila Hancock is in it.
Yeah.
And Ian Lavender is in it. Mm-hmm. Ian Lavender from Dad's Army.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant actor.
I like him.
And Patina Miller, is that right?
Yes. This great girl has a voice that where you just kind of go, I didn't know people could make sounds like that.
Mm. Rachel's like that, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, is Rachel your wife?
What? No.
No, that's me. See, they're nasty to me, too.
You. Yeah, this is... How do you know she can make sounds like that? Does your wife know that you know that?
We've worked together for far too long now.
That's not Dave's wife. You know we're at work now. We're not at home.
Really?
Yeah, this is... Oh, I told you. She shouldn't have taken those sleeping tablets before the interview.
I know. I think it's the barbells that got me.
So, if you fancy going to see Sister Act the Musical, 2nd of June from the London Palladium...
then go see it.
Yeah, go and see it. Go and buy your tickets. SisterActTheMusical.com, I believe, is the website. That's good, isn't it?
Probably.
Sister
Act... my teeth.
What?
Huh?
You're losing your teeth.
I had to take my teeth out.
Oh, I'll take mine out too.
All right.
Prepare the musical?
I could not figure out why my lips weren't working. And I thought, take the retainers out. That might help. So I did.
So, when is that? You're going to be here for the launch for the first night?
No, we? I won't. Oh. I won't. I'm here because this is the week we have off. The View... we work every day, and we probably get about a month and a week off, all told.
You just need to record a week's worth of shows.
You know, they won't pay you for that.
Really?
I suggested it.
How rude.
They were like, no, we'd like to see you here.
Yeah, just say, I will be here, but on tape.
Mm. No.
My face will be here, my ass will be in Barbados. Thanks for
that. You couldn't say that word on radio.
Oh, you can say ass.
Mm. Fresh.
What?
Fresh.
Sorry.
Early morning fresh. Last day of school today.
I've been told off by Whoopi Goldberg.
Good.
I kind of like it, though.
Whoopi, say it again. Time for the news.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's news time.
Or whatever you say, Whoopi.
So we should go over to the news desk.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Where is that desk?
Right here, baby.
Oh!
I got your headline.
Are you going to hang around for a little bit with us?
I think so.
You can hang around for another bit.
You've got till 9 o'clock.
Who's in charge? Wonderful. Let me have a look. Let me see if I can work out who's in charge. You're in charge. Okay. Well, kind of. Anyway, he says kind of. We're plugging the musical. We're going to sell you thousands of tickets. Pipe down there. Seriously, making you a fortune. You want to open to a packed house.
That's right.
That's why.
Good on them.
Damn right.
Chris, Whoopi said it's time for the news.
I know Whoopi said it's time for the news. Dominic, are you ready? Whoopi says it's time for the news.
Ready.
Brilliant. Okay, there you go. Right, we'll do the news, we'll play a record, and then we'll come back with more of the lovely Miss Whoopi Goldberg.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
It's 8:35.
Newsbeat.
It's now 8:39.
Whoopi!
Thank you, Dominic.
Whoopi!
Thank you. That's very nice. And Carrie.
Whoopi!
Thank you.
Whoopi's here, by the way.
I know.
I've
lost
you on my screen.
She's lovely.
I'm trying to find you on my screen. Oh, there you are. We can see you now. Hi.
Hi, Whoopi.
Hello.
Hello.
Where are you?
We're the news desk.
What do you mean? You're right there.
Mm. Why do you mean, where are you? You said to me, can you do me a favour? Can you make sure they leave the studio when I come in?
Yeah.
So that's what we've done.
But you weren't supposed to say that out loud.
I'm sorry.
We got the memo. It's fine. We're up here.
What B said to me, she went, the man with the no hair, he freaks me out.
He scares me a little.
I love a man with no hair.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. No, she didn't necessarily say you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she meant.
She said she loves a man with no hair.
She,
and
she
I don't think
me.
You're the man.
She loves me. That's what she said.
I could. You never know.
No.
But the moment she finds you deeply offensive.
Oi.
She finds you a bit freaky, which is why you have to stay in another room.
How rude.
Whoopi says that she wants you to go and see Sister Act the musical.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think I will go and see that.
Yeah. She wants to make sure that you know that it's at the London Palladium from the 2nd of June.
Just going to write that down, 2nd of June.
2nd of June,
yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And bring some friends, because there's space.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I will.
Why don't you buy 100 tickets for you and 99 of your friends?
I will do that today, Whoopi.
All right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Do you want to hear a new track from it? I'm not going to play all of it, because I don't want to ruin the surprise.
All right.
Of fun.
All right.
I am wearing a habit. No, I just made that last bit up.
Did you say a habit?
Habit, not a hobbit.
Not a hobbit.
I thought you said I'm wearing a habit.
No,
I looked to see where he was.
No, a habit. That's what it is. Nuns wear habits.
That's a musical, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Hobbits in habits.
No.
Like little small nuns.
No.
The musical.
That's ridiculous.
Little small nuns with gigantic hands.
We are little nuns. Yes. We are little nuns. Look at us. No.
Fantastic. With little feet sticking out.
No.
I've been thinking about you. Since receiving your call, can't see living without you. You've got me mind, soul, body, and all.
Oh.
Pray and I pray every night and each day, hoping that you'll drop a line. Pray and I pray till you sweep me away. Sure, it's a clown.
Is this Patina?
Yes, it is.
You are simply too divine. Take me to.
It's going to be a big hit.
I'd like it to be.
Yeah.
Only because it's really good. And, you know, it we've adjusted the timeline a little bit. So because, and you'll hear some of the disco feel of the music. So it's quite good. They've done a very nice job with it. I'm excited.
It's Raining Man.
Yeah.
Legally Different. Mm.
Yes.
You can't sue us, because we're nuns.
It's raining nuns.
Just take me now.
It's raining priests. Hallelujah. I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway.
No.
Yeah, let's
leave
not go
alone.
There.
Leave it alone.
So it opens on the 2nd of June at the London Palladium. Very nice.
But you know what I'd love is that you made the connection, because that's what you... one of the things about the movie was people... knew all of the songs, you know.
Right.
They knew the songs in their original form. And what we do with them in the film is, of course, change them over, and people started using them truly as hymns. Mm. The thing that you have to have in this kind of show is you have to have something that the audience remembers or says, oh, I recognize that. So you felt Raining Man, it meant... you got where you were in the musical flavor. So that I'm very happy about. Because if you don't have that, you are in so deep stuff.
That's right.
Yes. I'm deep that way. Well, I know these things.
Well, good luck with it. I'm.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
I hope it goes very well for you.
I want you to know how much I appreciate being here.
Well, I know you. I can see your appreciation.
My goodness, did you just come from the South?
No, I've just come from very, very low.
I see.
Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act the musical. It's going to be a smash hit, and
it's
I hope everybody.
Damn good, Chris.
Everybody go. Hang on, I can do better than this.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh, something wonderful is on. Well, something wicked this way comes.
Not so much wonderful, but.
So, make sure you go and see Whoopi's amazing musical, Sister Act.
You know, I was married to a man who actually sounded like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not married to him now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because he scared me.
Mm. Oh. Well, I could be like a happy, scary man.
You could be a happy, scary man, but men who sound like that, they're never actually happy. They're
good
pretending.
Good morning, Whoopi.
No, but you know that something's in the cereal.
All right, hang on.
All right, come back. Come back, Chris.
I'm coming. Bow, bow.
Just make sure you get the setting right.
Good morning, Whoopi.
Wow.
Yes.
That just took 10 years off your life.
I know. Now you'd never get rid of me if you were married to me, Cheeky Chops.
Cheeky Chops.
That's right, Cheeky like Chops.
I'm going to call myself Whoopi Cheeky Chops Goldberg.
I love Wookie, Whoopi Cheeky Wookie? Chops.
Not another Wookie. Musical.
No, not a Wookie.
Not
that's
a
like
Wookie.
Chewbacca.
That's no. right, right.
Yeah. No, all yeah. right. Whoopi Cheeky Chops.
I like that.
I like that, too.
All right.
You could be married to this voice, right?
I think I was.
Although after a while it could get very irritating.
Well, you'd start wondering, who am I?
Well, you're Whoopi Cheeky Chops.
I think you should find another voice.
Yeah, so do I.
Yes.
If anybody's just switched on and you're wondering what is going on, don't worry, so are we, so it's all fine. I'm going to let you go because otherwise I'll keep you here for the whole show.
Well,
and it wouldn't be fair.
Well, now that I've sort of mastered a little bit this flight thing,
yeah,
can I come back?
You can come back whenever you like,
anytime.
Right. And if we come and do the show from New York, then
will you let me know?
Yeah.
Truly, for real. I mean it. So,
yeah. What time do you get up in the morning?
I'm up at 4. Remember, maybe you don't know this. I used to do a morning show,
right?
So I'm up.
And then what time do you have to be at the View?
Probably about 9.
Ooh, so, hang on, but you get up at 4?
Yeah.
That's like a full day's work before you even go to work.
Yeah, well, I like being up.
Well, if you get Sirius Radio,
mm-hmm.
you can listen to us every day in New York.
Are you on Sirius?
Yeah, Channel 11.
I will find you.
That's right.
I didn't know that, so now I will listen to my new friends in the UK.
That's right. Oh. It's an amazing, eclectic mix of Martha Stewart, Howard Stern, and us.
Hey.
Everybody. Who? What else would you need?
Where else could you get that?
No, exactly. lovely to see you and enjoy
thank
the.
You.
Now, look, when are you back? When do you go back to New York?
I go back on Wednesday.
All right, so you're here for the weekend,
yeah.
And you're not. Have you got any time to relax and see London? And
no, but you know, it's just I'll see old friends. I have a
right.
lot of old friends here. So
oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
That was scary that you could do that.
Will I be one of your old friends?
Yes.
Will I be one of your old friends?
Perhaps not.
I sound like there's something wrong with me. I really do.
You're scaring me.
Yeah.
I'm scaring B. Okay, what do I need to wrap up before we go? You're on Jonathan Ross tonight. I think you did that last night. Did you do
yes.
Jonathan Ross? So that'll be on. That's fine.
Yes.
So that'll be on tonight.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yes.
And then you are going to do The Loose Women.
I am doing all of The Loose Women.
Well, no,
today.
I don't mean. Are you doing that? Oh, well, good luck.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's not like some Loose Women on, you know, Friday and some Loose Women on Monday, so it's all.
Well, they have more women doing the show than there are seats, so.
They have a squad system, yeah. don't they? They rotate them.
Yeah. So they have more than 4 women, but
no.
when you. Yeah, this
true.
Is true.
Seriously, they have a different lineup
but
every day.
But it's nice.
So there's about 8 loose women, but there's only ever 4 on at one
right.
time. So some days,
wow.
yeah.
It's to cover sickness and
yeah,
leave and stuff,
if you bring that idea to The View...
No, it's not going to happen.
Then you get a few days off.
We can barely work with the 5. You know what I mean? That's 5 people at a table. First of all, there's not a table big enough.
Who are the girls on The View now?
There's our fearless leader, Barbara Walters.
Right, Barbara Walters.
Sherry Shepherd is one of the new kids like myself.
She's not as big as you.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck,
yeah, she's
who
not
is
as big
beautiful
as you,
blonde.
Yeah.
Joy Behar, who is the redheaded.
Never heard of her, not as big as you.
And then me.
So you're the biggest thing on that.
Ego-wise, probably.
And success. And happiness.
No, well, Barbara, you know, Barbara's... Come on, Barbara's been around forever.
Well...
Yeah. I mean, she... Without her... I mean, then I say this in all seriousness. Probably most... There'd be no women in the U.S. Who could get the interviews and do this work that she did. I mean, there was no one before her.
Yeah.
She kind of knocked them all in the head and said, women are coming and you better get out the way.
Mm. That's how you get some good interviews, when you knock people in the head.
Well, yes. Well, that's how you get a job.
Well,
that's how you do it.
She's does some very good interviews in America. But that's who you don't know who she is, do you?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not fully aware
she
was, of her work.
She's a journalist and she used to do amazing interviews with people, and she's also, I'll make something up, she's also a full-time pool professional.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's a tournament winner of pool.
Yes.
And when she was younger, she used to be involved in lots of many bar brawls, and she also invented the light bulb.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Isn't
just
she
before Thomas S.
And the high heel.
That's right, yeah. She's, you know Jimmy Choo shoes?
Yep.
Yeah, they're hers.
Right.
She is Jimmy Choo.
I love Jimmy Choo shoes. I wish I could get my feet in them.
Well, you need to get Louis Vuitton shoes. They're nice.
You need people to help you put those shoes on. I love visually. I love them. There's a new book on them. It's really quite good.
What, on high heel shoes?
On actually the Jimmy Choo label. It's kind of fantastic.
Well, I'm all right. I'm a man. But they're Jimmy, they're girl shoes.
Yeah, but listen, there is nothing better than a well-toned leg in a fabulous high heel. Come on.
Well, that's true. And Dave looks wicked in a pair of high heels. He really does.
I wasn't going to say anything. The pair he's wearing now, I wouldn't wear, but they look
these
good on him.
These are my relaxation shoes. You can't wear heels every day.
I'm going to wrap this interview up because I've been saying goodbye for 25 minutes. Good luck with everything, Whoopi. Lovely to see you. Enjoy your time in London and have an enjoyable flight home.
Will do.
And enjoy the view when they get you back to working every day with no day off until Christmas.
That's right.
Sister Act the Musical, go and see it. It's at the London Palladium for the 2nd of June. Go to sisteractthemusical.com. Thank you, Whoopi Goldberg.
Thank you.